Do you know how to say to play in Spanish?
To play, no.
Okay, so it's jugar, but when you say it for we, like we play, you say jugamos. And so
Okay.
there's this gringo that came to Central America and he was asked by a person, jugamos play.
Okay.
And he was really confused. And that's it. He was gonna play PlayStation, but we just say play. And so in his head, he said play.
What?
Was so bad. I need to send you the picture, it's not gonna work. You should say your joke. My
That
own
was a good
bad.
joke.
Thank you.
I was also confused, and I'd probably help if I knew Spanish and saw the meme. But
Yeah.
here's my joke. What do you call an overweight corgi?
Oh, what do you call an overweight corgi?
Low fat.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, welcome to
That
Apollo Friends. We are your hosts.
Patty Morales.
And Benji
Welcome to our first ever episode. We don't know how to manage ourselves.
Yeah, if you can't tell, we have no idea what we're doing. And I hope you enjoy the ride, because I'm pretty sure that we will.
Yes, we usually talk a lot like this, so it's just going to be like a friendly talk. Welcome.
Talk between friends, yeah. Just sit
Yeah.
back and you get to hear what we talk about, hear things. Think you're gonna hear all sorts of stuff from this. Conversations about funny things, stories from our lives, conversations about hopefully harder topics. But also a lot of funny things. So
Awkward
if
stories. I have a lot of those. So,
Yes, I'm excited for those too. Oh man.
Yes.
But
Hey.
let's start by introducing ourselves
I
a
like
bit
that.
more than just our name. You
Yes.
want to
My
start?
name is Patty Morales. This is true. I am 23 years old. I was born in the very much tropical and hot Managua, Nicaragua. If you don't know where that is, you should look it up. What else could I say about myself? Oh, I go by they, them, and she, her pronouns. Yeah, we'll get more into the details of who we are later. Benji, please.
Nice. My name is Benji Gosen. I am also 23. I was born in the very, very flat Kansas, surrounded by wheat, birthed in the middle of a field. That part is not true, but grew up all over the place, all over the world, but that's for another episode. What else did you say in yours?
What do you do, Benji? I
What do I
wonder.
do?
Yeah.
I am a graphic designer by day, so that's what I went to school for, and I'm currently doing marketing in the outdoor space. It's very
Ooh,
interesting.
fancy.
lots of work. But that is what I do. But, this is what I do in the evenings. I make podcasts with you.
Oh, nice. Thank you. I have a lot of fun in those. Just to compliment that, just because I want to talk about myself, I am a high school math and science teacher. Who would have tell? I went to school for a mathematics degree, and I have a very big passion for teaching. So that's what I found myself doing most of the time.
And she's like really
Yes.
good at it too. Like,
Oh, thank you. That's
teaching
appreciated.
somebody, they're going to get it. I
Yes,
try to
this
teach
is true.
anybody, they're not gonna get it.
I mean, you did help me a lot with some like designy things sometimes. So I'm gonna take that as a lesson.
We've all got our strengths.
Sure. Yeah.
Cool. One very important question I have to ask you. What is your favorite snack, Patty? The only thing that matters to us in our friendship from the many years we've known each other is eating food together.
So. This is true. And we got to know each other's favorite stuff very well because we have to buy it so much. Well, it really depends on my mood, I think. But like in the general sense, I really like savory chips, like Doritos. It's up there. Mm. You know, I love Doritos. And then as far as like drinks, if I'm on the mood of getting like hype, Dr. Pepper. Gosh, I love that thing. But if not, you know, like a tea, that'd be nice. But what is yours, Benji? I wonder. What's your favorite snack?
Honestly, I'm wondering the same thing because it's always so hard for me to decide on the spot what I enjoy. Okay, so the first thing that comes to mind are Oreos. Oreos are not something I had growing up because where I lived, they didn't have them. And when you don't have them, they become that much more special to you. I did have access, I'd be like, oh, yes, Oreos. And they'd be so amazing. And like recently they came out with the super thin ones. Think it because they're like less cream, less cookie. What's the point? But really, though, it's better. Less is more.
Less cream is better.
That's what you always hear.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Those are great. Great. Cool.
Oh man.
Getting into a little bit of our serious part of the conversations we want to have, I wanted to ask you, Benji, what would you want to accomplish with our conversations, or what do you expect from this?
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I'm both hopeful and kind of like worried about, you know, I feel like already I've felt kind of, you know, an interesting dynamic where it's like when you expect people listening to you, you like either talk differently or act differently. It'll be really interesting. Like I, you know, you know me, and
yes.
I'm always like not wanting to be the center of attention and like, you know, scared of people like looking at me or like judging me. So it's going to be really interesting to like break out of that, try to be authentic and like vulnerable. And not care
the V
who's
word.
Gonna listen to it. Yeah, okay, quiet.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
No. I'm joking.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what I'm scared about is just like figuring out how to talk more, like create better stories and like talk more about my life and like what I'm learning. Cause I think that's something personally that I don't do very much. I don't really dwell on the present or the past and learn from it as much. And so I think kind of using this as a platform to like think about a bit more, I think is really exciting. But as in the positives, that was a positive. What am I saying? Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. You're doing amazing.
Yeah, it's doing so good. I'm the best.
Oh my gosh. No, this is really him, guys. He's not faking this out. I promise you, this is Benji, raw Benji stuff. Right here. Yeah. Great. Oh, I'm really excited. You know, I always try to encourage you to do this kind of stuff. So I'm really excited to be on this roller coaster with you.
Yeah. If you don't know Patty... and likely a lot of you do. She's very, you know, outgoing, very, doesn't care what anybody thinks, you know, she's very out there. And I, on the other hand, am not. And so when we became friends back in college is very much her reaching out to me and, you know,
yeah, that's when I thought
into the big old world.
That's when I thought I was an extroverted and that I was just adopting you as my introverted friend. But guys, I'm really also an introverted. I don't know why. I love being like on stage, being silly and stuff. Like that's just who I am, I guess. but I like being by myself a lot. My room is like my holy place. So, but yeah, I want to get into how we met.
Yeah, so quickly, like every time, because we went to, so we went to college together, right?
Yes, I guess we should have said that at some point.
But yes, if they had any, you know, sort of, you know, like, what do they call it? Lip sync battle or like talent show. You bet Patty was up there and you bet she was like doing her best to get attention. It was great.
It was great. I did get third and second place like
heck yeah.
Two following years. So yeah.
And you were like the most popular kid on campus. So
oh, I did get homecoming queen. I forgot that. Oh heck.
It's a good quality to have, you know?
That's true. That's another story time though.
I know,
that's
right?
It's gonna be great. Yeah. Okay, back to when we were fresh chickens out of the chicken place. And we didn't, I wasn't really out there either. Again, I thought I was an extroverted and I like hanged out with people.
Mm.
This was sophomore year, the fall of her sophomore year. My roommate was starting to hang out with some guys, and Benji was one of these guys, and she didn't want to go alone to this one thing.
Guys, they were gonna watch.
Yeah, guys are so sketchy. Do not trust guys. Just kidding. But she didn't want to go by herself to watch a movie with them, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna go. And the movie was Zootopia, and I was super excited because I've never seen it. That was my first time seeing it, by the way. Didn't even watch it that much because it was like all the stuff that I'm about to tell you, the stressing things that happened with Benji.
This is a story on how we met, by the way.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good stuff.
Yeah, context. Yeah. It was actually about 4 years ago because it was like in October. Dang. Like close to October, September.
Yeah.
Nice. Happy friendship anniversary. That's cute.
Happy friendship anniversary.
So we were going to watch Zootopia, and we're in like a common room in one of the dorms of our college, and there are like three couches, okay, and there's like a bigger couch was my friend, my roommate, and some other guy friend, and then Benji's roommate, of whom you're going to hear a lot probably in this podcast.
Yeah. Currently still live with him.
Yeah, they're still roommates. They were roommates. They're still roommates. And then Benji and then myself. I think I was the last one to get there just because I wasn't super excited about the idea because I didn't know you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how this started, honestly. Maybe you can like plug it into this. But somehow Benji and I started flirting with each other for some reason.
I don't know. Like, it was like, so it was sophomore year. I was like, I just got out of like a relationship, I think freshman year. And I just came back from summer. And every summer I was stranded in Kansas doing like shed building with like people. And it was kind of like, it kind of sucked the life out of me. Like, it was great. Great people. Good stuff. It just wasn't my thing. Hence, I'm in graphic design now. But I'd come back to the school year and have, like, I think a lot of energy, a lot of, like, kind of fake extroversion wanting to meet people and, like,
yes,
you know, fake confidence, per se.
Oof.
And so I was like, hey, you want to cuddle and, like, watch the movie? You know, me being me.
No, but before this, he was, like, teasing me so much. I remember him, and, like, we just met and he, like, gave me a hug and then he was, like, winking at me and I was like, what the heck? Like, I don't know this dude. Okay, whatever.
I'm not that sort of person.
That's cute. I did give you, I'm a hugger, that's fair. But like he was like saying all this like random stuff that I wasn't like unprompted, you know? And I was just like, sure, playing along. That just goes with my personality. And it's just like,
but I'm like 100% not willing to follow through with any of it. And so like her being like, yeah, me being like, oh, hold up, stop, no, back up. This is not my thing.
Yeah, so he invites me to cuddle, and then he says no, and I'm like super frustrated, because in my head, I was like, you know, he's for context, he's like a 6'3" white tall dude, and I'm like a 5'6" tiny brown person. Of course I wanna, you know, cuddle. That sounds amazing. What are you talking about? And
my roommate wants to cuddle all the time.
Yes, yes. And in the setup, right, there's like the three couches. This is like the big one. We had already three people, then a one person couch, and then like a two person one. So it's like, yeah, and I like sit down there and I'm like waiting for him to come cuddle me. And the other people in the room are like super awkwarded out, like, what's gonna happen? And then he just goes and like awkwardly sits next to his roommate, and just they are all fitting in this like couch, and it just turns smaller with all of them there. So I was just like laying across my own couch by myself, like sometimes staring back at him like, this is all you're missing, all this like brown goddess power. But yeah, he refused to cuddle me after he was the one invited me to cuddle. And I still bring that up sometimes, because how do you play with someone's feeling like that?
Okay.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Anyway, we're still friends. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. It worked out. Look at us. Who'd have thought?
Oh, man. But yeah, that is how we met.
I remember looking him up on Facebook, like pretending to be mad at him in the couch, but like actually stalking him and being like, okay, maybe we can be friends. And his roommate too, even though I had like had already like a year of classes with him and I just never noticed him. Oof. I love you, Nehemiah. But yeah, that's how we met each other. I don't know if you were like sketched out by me after that. You didn't want to like talk to me or something. But I was like,
I mean, I'm sketched out by like all new people, to be
fair.
That's fair. I avoid new people like the plague. Or more accurately, Corona 19.
Oh wow.
COVID-19.
I was like Corona 19.
Corona 19. Corona 19.
Oh my gosh. This is another very accurate part of Benji. I really enjoy that. But yeah. So after that, though, my roommate kept inviting, or our roommates, I guess, because they became closer friends really fast. They started to like hang out. If you hear, that's my dog drinking water. So sorry. She's just hanging out with me here. So I guess y'all
are going to have to tell us about your dog shortly.
Yes.
Maybe after.
This is not my dog. This is my friend's dog, but I call her my dog because she comes into our house all the time and she's the most adorable thing. Her name is Honey. I guess at some point you'll hear more about her. So our roommates were really good friends really fast, and they started hanging out. And whenever they would hang out, they would just make us tag along, because, you know, whatever, they were didn't want to be by themselves, I guess, or something. But they would wander off and like do whatever, and Benji and I were forced to hang out.
Basically forced to become friends. What?
Yes, we Why? Were chained together. We had no other choice but to get to know each other. It was actually really fun. Like, I have very fond memories of those first few times we hang out. But this happened really close to what our school's fall break, and it was just like 2 days off in a week, and Benji was leaving for those 2 days, and I was gonna be by myself on campus, like literally by myself. There's maybe like 20 other people on campus, and so I asked a favor of him. And you'll hear about this thing and about why we named this podcast Apollo Friends. I asked him if I could borrow his skateboard because I wanted to learn how to skateboard during break. Do you want to talk about your skateboard?
Yeah, and like, normally, you know, skateboards are, you know, not very special thing. Having someone borrow your skateboard, that's pretty fine. But like, skateboard was, you know, kind of important to me. Over the last couple of years, I like started I worked at a cabinet shop for a gap year before college, which got me into woodworking and kind of did odd projects and eventually built, I guess, like four skateboards over my time to like learn skateboarding. And I gave one to a friend and stuff like that. Anyway, it was a really cool skateboard. It was like, it was unfortunately shaped like a coffin.
Oh, it really is.
It's kind of like pointy, and I created this like really cool kicktail on it that was like the super cool technique I was able to do with my grandpa. It's really fun stuff. But anyway, it was a fancy skateboard that took a lot of time. And so reluctantly, I let her borrow the skateboard for the few days.
Oh, he was so sketched
out. I was scared she was going to like break something with it. It has like
not even myself something okay
break one of the windows because like there's it's full hardwood, so as soon as it runs into a building and like so many of the buildings are like just glass on the front, runs into the building, that's gonna break, like there's no way around it. So that's what I was worried of happening.
He also took pictures of it to see if I scratched it. I remember that. Okay. I remember that. He and Maya told me about it. So rough. Yeah. We're still friends. Look at us. We'll see if after this podcast we're still friends. Just kidding.
Yeah. So, you know my fear of it like running into a building. Like, didn't that almost happen?
Oh, yeah. It did happen once. I ran into his dorm, actually. I like jumped off. I wasn't really good at stopping myself. Back in the day, but I mean I survived, so yeah, he let me borrow the skateboard. What's the name of the skateboard, Benji? Yeah. You haven't mentioned that.
the name of the skateboard is Apollo 16, because I built it in 2016, and you know it's fast and you know galactic, like you know the Apollo missions.
And it kind of looks like a spaceship. It also looks like a coffin, but we don't talk about that.
It also had a cool spaceship patch on the bottom of it.
Yes. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Apollo 16 was given to me during that fall break. It was just like 4 days, but I learned how to, you know, step on it, push myself, jump off of it without breaking buildings. It was great. I think I didn't scratch it. I'm not sure.
Nah, it was fine. It gets scratched a lot. By myself, mostly.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, I mean, I did borrow it so many more times after that.
I don't remember checking after I got back, so.
Wow. Took like, those pictures just to hurt my ego. Just kidding.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that's the story. And then, Apollo friends. And there's also a corgi in there, which is, you know, I guess you won't be seeing that right now. But Patty made this super, super cool artwork of a super cute corgi riding a skateboard, which is like the dream, right?
We do have a lot of art related stuff with corgis and skateboards. It's like true. That print, I have it on my room right now too.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. Corgis and skateboards. Maybe if this gets popular,
I can sell some of those extra prints.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out.
Shout out to my Etsy store. He doesn't have any. But shout out to my Etsy store.
Someone sponsor us.
wait till we get to you know whose episode.
Oh man, what fun stuff.
Yes. Oh my gosh. But yeah, we became closer friends because of the skateboard. I gotta say, when he told me the story of how he built it, I was so impressed, and I just wanted to like know more about him. I'm not gonna lie, it was because of the skateboard. I thought he was kind of impressive. He is as a person, but the skateboard just pumped it up, you know. And then most of our earlier like stages of friendship involved something going like skateboarding someplace or doing something with the skateboards or stuff like that. So you'll hear more about
that. It's a good hobby. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't done it in a while, but I also don't have my nice skateboard here. Sad.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I forgot to say, I live in Costa Rica. I never said that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're probably hearing some lovely rain sounds in the background. Oh yeah, it's raining
because I live in the tropical rainforest. Literally. But yeah, I live in... It's a beautiful place. It is really pretty. I live very close to the beach side of Guanacaste in Costa Rica. That's big enough so no creepers can come find me. Yeah. We can probably cut that out.
Not to be confused with Minecraft creepers.
Just kidding. And you have to be very specific though.
Nice. Well, we're actually getting like, what, we're like 20 something minutes in now.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we can call it a wrap here.
How should we say goodbye?
Yeah, that's a super good question. Let us know in the comments below.
Oh my gosh. Give us a thumbs up. We can't do that on a podcast. What the heck?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's something we need to leave for next week. I could end it with another corgi joke if we want to do that.
Or we could just also say thanks for tagging along on our first ever episode of Apollo Friends with Patty Morales
and Benji Gosen. Stay woke, corgi friends. Okay, but quickly, I still
tell me a joke.
Okay, thanks.
Tell me a joke. Tell me a joke.
Hey, Patty, a corgi walks into a bar and asks for a drink. No problem. One water coming up. It'll be $1, replied the bartender. The corgi looked confused and says, "Sorry, but I can't afford that." The bartender says, "What kind of corgi doesn't have a single dollar?" The corgi replied, "A Pembroke corgi."
Oh my.
Anyway, that's it. Thank you very much.